something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
we're dropping some sick 98 jams.
We have a new game called Dessert or Desert.
Plus, I tell Jeremy about the woman I met who works at Fatburger. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
98, bud.
The year? 1998. I saw this movie at Eglinton.
Did you?
That was like season theater. 3 of Jonavision.
I love that theater. That was a nice one.
Except, she was packed, and I ended up sitting in the front row.
No, and, really?
Yeah, and the movie was like 3.5 hours.
Big sore neck.
It's like, why won't the old lady die already? I mean, to James Cameron's credit, if you can make a movie compelling out of a story that everybody knows how it's going to end, that is a testament to your ability as a filmmaker.
Oh.
I mean, the people spooning, standing spoon from behind is still part of the public zeitgeist from that movie all these years later.
People still do it, eh?
Like, hey, just like Titanic, right? Kate and Leon, Titanic, yeah. Get it?
People have probably been indicted for sexual assault for doing the Titanic.
Yeah, a bird grazer.
It's just like Titanic. And it's like, no, it's not like Titanic. It's
no, I'm doing a bit. We're docking. We're standing docking. It's a rocking docking.
The dolphin docking.
I know I've said it on the pod before. This was one take.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She just ripped it.
Yeah. And especially when the mod happens, the you're here, the messy.
she was like, her food didn't get cold. She had a little bit, sang it, and finished her meal, and it was still hot.
She had 2 mouthfuls of throat coat, herbal tea, didn't even take her scarf off, and banged out one take. Well, Rene Charles stayed out in the Lincoln. He didn't even have time to park the Lincoln.
No, it was running the whole time outside. Yeah. For a quick dart.
And he came in. Yeah, he had time to have 2 blows of a dart, and he came in. And she was like, oh, tu finila. And it was a big joke that he didn't even have time to park the Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, he's laughing about it.
Yeah. Which is also...
Do him all French, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I was just having fun parking.
That was their private code for doing it. Celine and Renee, Char and Renee. Parking the Lincoln. That's what they called it.
Parking the Lincoln.
Don't you be parking the Lincoln, sur Crescent Street, no? Parking the Lincoln on Crescent. That was their code. Yeah, I believe movie. Today might be the 1-year anniversary of his passing.
Renee's, really? Could
yeah,
be.
Yeah, so cheers.
Cheers to Renee.
You know, I'm going to tell you something.
What?
Renee, when they started, it was completely offside, and people were like, she's 14, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Nothing happened until she was legal age, which I believe in Quebec is 15. But... Okay. My point is, even though at the start it seemed completely offside and like his motives might have been less than altruistic, yeah. Obviously theirs was the real love, the real deal, and it lasted for the rest of his life. Like that part's pretty cool.
Remember that show Dawson's Creek with all this big super long smart guy sentences going back and forth in the dialogue?
Is this I Don't Want to Wait?
Yeah.
Like, who was... Didn't we talk about this song recently?
When Andrea was like 12, she was down with this.
Yeah. Mom! Be quiet! Dawson's Creek sign! The new Dawson's Creek sign! I'm right in love with Pacey! I'm right in love with Pacey!
She's got to get a dictionary out.
Aww.
was just a kid and they're using all these words.
Paula Cole, that was her name. Isn't she Canadian?
I don't think so. She's South African.
Is she?
South African? I don't know.
Oh, so there's too much bias in the sleep, Big.
Sleepy.
I don't want to wait. There's too much sleep, Big, and the boss. She's from America. Born
in
Rockport.
Tarantulas? Do you like tarantulas?
Might as well have tarantulas in my ass. Here we go again. We're going to get roasted by people saying, pick a country and stick with it. That was New Zealand. It was New Zealand.
Sit on some tarantulas.
It doesn't even make sense. Try it again. It sounds like you're sitting on some tarantulas. Oh, pardon me. I think I'm sitting on some tarantulas. Maybe sit on some tarantulas is how South African stage actors do vocal warm-ups. Sit on some tarantulas. Sit on some tarantulas.
Like 13 tarantulas on the seat running out.
Hello?
Hey, Shirley. Hey, sorry. We're doing the podcast. That's okay. No problem. Hi, Sheryls. How's Lisa's mom, Shirley, coming on?
Amazing.
That was great.
That was like party line style at the cottage.
It was. I don't think it'll come on the mic, but that was great.
Wow, I love that.
How about this one? Remember this jam was always out?
Candle in the Wind.
Yeah.
How about when he changed the lyrics for Lady Di?
How about Donovan being the guy on the track for this?
Elton, sorry. Gonna stop you there, love. Calls him love. Gonna stop you there, love.
He starts talking about how it came about, the song again, because he happened to be with Diana and the Queen.
There's one problem, Elton. When you talk about fantasizing about being found naked, you sound like a queen. I need to believe that you fancied her, love, and it's not coming through. And Elton, right now you're saying sexual. Can you say sexual? It just sounds a bit more sophisticated, which is French for sophisticated. He does say sexual. He says sexual.
Oh, man.
And he also emphasizes Monroe. Monroe's not Marilyn Monroe.
Monroe.
I'm going to tell you something.
Are you ready for one?
I guess that's why
jam.
They call it the blues, by the way. Was the first jam that I heard where I was like, rolling like thunder under the covers with someone. That sounds like it has potential. I was in
rolling
elementary school.
Rolling like thunder under the covers.
That's a great, great jam. Rolling like thunder.
Annalise just showed up.
Hello.
Bye, Anna. Yeah, they were out skating.
It's an open line.
Meep. Say it. Meep. You give them what they want, Anna. Meep.
Play the hits, Anna.
Meep. What's meep? Is that the meep. New one? Meep. Meep is the new one? Meep, meep, meep. Isn't that one of the French?
Meep. One of the French animals?
That's what the sheep says.
Vie McDonald a une ferme, U-I-U-I-O, et sur son ferme, elle a un cochon, U-I-U-I-O, avec un snap snap ici, et un waf nouf là, avec un brac brac.
Neep, neep.
So she was skating on the lake?
Yeah, the lake is beautiful.
It's like glass, set. Eh, bud?
All three of them are getting right into things. Did you guys have a good rip on the lake? Yeah. Nice.
Was it like Sobeys commercial styles, like a bonfire and some hot chocolate?
It was. Now, and it's like Sunday afternoon here, like everybody, it's a chalet, sounds like a chalet, so I'm going to jam this last 98 jam.
Do it.
Rug your body. You don't know the guys with their... Guys with their the windows down in the summertime driving?
Yeah. What is the perfect car to be blasting Backstreet's Back All Right? I know.
What?
My friend John Cherry had one. It was a Chrysler Spirit. It was like a sedan, like mid-level sedan. New and clean, but nothing sexy about it.
Just a Corolla with spinners on?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too much.
Mom, can I borrow a Scion? Mom, get a new Scion.
Everybody was loaded on .com stuff.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, I sold my .com for $30 million.
Then everyone just .com down a little bit.
Yes.
It's exciting times in the TNT universe. We're going to record our 100th episode at the Bod House, and I can't think of a better Bod House to record it at than Mike the Bod, who does our website for free.
Yes.
He's arranged for us to use a room in his building.
Mr. McFarland's going to dial in, so we can actually invite a few more buds
to come
and enjoy the 100th
episode. We'll have a small intimate gathering. Let's have some quarter chickens and maybe some poutine.
Yeah. A
couple frosty soldiers for the people. We'll keep it small and intimate, like Andrew Axi's house. And it's hard to believe it's been a hundy, bud.
I know, I can't believe it. Hey, let's take a little break because of the madness with the kiddos here.
We'll take a break on TNT 98, but we're just getting rolling, buds. Don't go away.
Would you like some egg and beans? Fuck off! You're not my mom!
Hello, Jonathan.
We're back, bud.
We're back.
And it's been days since we recorded the first part of 98. Yeah. I don't know what it is about 2017, but trying to find a window of time where the roommates aren't around or we don't have other stuff that we're tangling with has just been impossible.
It has, but
we have to
we'll
do
get
better.
Her back. We'll get her going here.
We'll get her back, bod. So, today's Bell Let's Talk Day.
It is.
It's been maybe a week since we laid down the first part of 98.
I think so, yeah.
Kudos to Bell, man. I know if you were to be cynical, you would say, yeah, but it's great for them and gets a lot of traction and their name out there and stuff. But it is still a great thing that they're doing, donating 5 cents from every tweet or retweet with the hashtag Bell Let's Talk to get the hopefully end the stigma around mental health.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if people realize how much money it works for like CAMH or a place like that where they actually have been able to develop the buildings and keep it, you know, pay for way more opportunities to get more people to come in and more people assessed properly or taken care of.
What is CAMH?
Programs. It's just the mental health center downtown in Toronto. And there's patients in there. There's people that have to, you know, have issues with schizophrenia or whatever, where you're actually threatened. You know, if you don't have a family out there, if you've committed a crime, and they're under an episode when they do these things, and they're not maintained because they're just out on the streets, and it's a place to go. Or if they commit a crime, they, you know, can have to stay there. It's almost like, what you would think. The idea of what people would, with any kind of mental disorder, would be, but it is a place where there's just a lot of opportunity for research and development and learning and trying to help people every day with issues concerning mental health.
I think the thing about even the phrase mental health is that it's so broad. And as our bud Ricky says, you know, you take your car in for a tune-up, why wouldn't you do the same thing with your mind? Mm-hmm. But I think I've shared this before. I will set my alarm in the morning, and then I'll think I should probably check it. And then I'll get inside my own head a little bit and think, well, I should check it again just to make sure that it's on. And I think, okay, this is nuts, but I'm just going to check it one more time because I know I checked it a couple of times and I thought it was on. At what point does that become compulsive behavior? And the thing with mental health is, you know, it's easy to identify when folks are really struggling. Mm-hmm. But in a way, it's the difference between a break and a sprain. When folks are kind of struggling, I think it might be hard to ask for help if you don't really know what you're tangling with.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, because so much self-analysis support happens in your brain.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that you know as much as I do. When we were kids, nobody talked about it, and if anybody had an issue with even depression or feeling like they can't get away from their head, and it's kind of weighing on them, they would be called wimps or get over it or stop thinking about that. And, you know, people wish that it was that easy when they're in a state like that. You know, it's a horrifying place to be. And I think people, I think there's a lot of support for this, the Bell Let's Talk. I mean, it seems to be one of the biggest things that happens in terms of fundraising in Canada, one of the biggest. I mean, they raise millions every year.
The really cool thing that I've noticed this year is like the Pittsburgh Penguins organization and Chris Hadfield and the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Well, like, I mean, it would be easy for the old Biebs to fire one out there, but I haven't seen one from him. You'd think that would generate lots of cash straight up.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, it makes a difference.
But it's certainly cool that people are talking about it. It's certainly cool that it raises a whack of dough, and it's a great initiative. My mom suffered from depression, and the way that she explained it that resonates with me to this day is when you're depressed, circumstances in your life don't necessarily have to trigger a depression. It's not, oh, I lost my job or my girlfriend broke up with me. It's when there don't appear to be any change, or there doesn't appear to be any change in your circumstances that could trigger the hills and valleys. That's when you know you might be tangling with something. Yeah. And I thought that was a really great way to explain it. It's not circumstantial, because it's natural for everybody to get down and have, you know, highs and lows in your life. But if you have a low that you just can't shake and you can't really attribute it to anything, that's got to be a sign, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, for sure. Do you think Gino and Joe ever had depression, thoughts of anxiety?
Well, maybe it's a generalization, but I would assume Joe might have. Anxiety is the weird one, because it's on the rise like crazy, especially in young people. And that's really hard to diagnose.
Yeah. Well, for sure. And to deal with. And what about when you're even... Yeah, I mean, it happens a lot in school. And as much as we say bullying has kind of gone down a little bit, but it hasn't really. And you see the way the kids do it. The way the kids do it, that it's all verbal. You know, it's mostly verbal abuse that they kind of manipulate people's personalities and upset kids over the long term. And those are the worst kind of bullies. But
So let me ask you something. Anxiety is on the rise more than anything. Is that because we've labeled it, or is that because of some external forces, i.e. technology, like kids are used to a certain number of jolts per minute or anything?
Yeah, I think it's probably attention again, because it's hard to stay focused on one thing, especially with phones and all that stuff. As you're growing up, when you're 10, 11, 12 years old and you're already addicted to your telephone, it's just difficult to try and get through that wall that's built up there.
Right.
But, I mean, that's why I don't have phones for the kids, and the only computer is in the middle of the in the middle of the house on the table.
We don't have phones for the kids either. Obviously, the girls are a little bit younger than the boys. But yeah. Boy, it sounds like kids at Shug's school. She's in grade two. It sounds like some kids in her class have at least iPods.
Yeah, no, I see kids when they're coming out of class in grades, you know, 6, 7, 8, turning their phones on, and I'm like, wow, already it's just like they're staring at the phone as soon as they leave the grounds of the school. Just like all the parents.
Well, and the bigger problem is nobody's happy where they are. Everyone's trying to tee up the next thing. Where are you? What are you guys doing? Should I come there? Do you guys want to come here?
Yeah.
It's hard to be president, bud. I am presently in Arizona, Trumpy country.
Arizona. Where exactly are you?
I'm in a place called Wild Horse Pass.
Holy
but Barack and Michelle Obama and the Secret Service are staying at my house, so don't even think about it.
Yeah,
they just needed a few days to decompress. And by the time this comes out, we'll be home anyway.
It doesn't matter.
So we got here on Friday, and Mrs. T and I took advantage of the hotel child care facilities. It's like Adventure Club or something for the kids where they make cactuses out of popsicle sticks and stuff like that. And we rented horses, and we went on a trail ride across the desert.
Nice.
So I've been through the desert on a horse with a name. His name was Silver, and he was 30. And that math could barely keep his eyes open.
So you were just slowly going, and like, did you have the sore arse from riding around or no?
No, it wasn't so bad, but I had some quad stiffness because I was kind of putting the pressure on the balls of my feet.
Where did Silver it go? Were you just going out and walking around, or was there like rustic mountains and?
Oh yeah, there's rustic mountains and tumbleweeds and cacti.
Yeah.
And it's on
couple lizards.
It's on Navajo country. The snakes are in hiding because it's cold.
Oh yeah.
Like it's see your breath cold in the morning here, and this guy named Roger took us out.
Roger from Michigan or Chicago?
No, Roger's from here. He grew up here. And this
oh,
is
really?
The wild
He's got
thing.
That
it
accent
gets
like that, though.
I might Ranger? Have added that. Ranger.
I
this
thought
is the
he'd
wild
be
thing.
From Chicago with that kind of voice.
There are two tribes. There's the Pimas and the Maricopas. And Ranger's mom was from one, and his dad was from the other. And so he was raised by the Pima tribe. And what they do is because it gets so hot here in the summer, they build houses out of clay. And then they wet it down. And that's the air conditioning, because the wet clay will keep your joint cold when it gets to be a buck 20 in the summertime.
Yeah.
So I was on Silver and was like, hi-ho, Silver, awake, because that map could barely keep his eyes open. And we just went through the desert on a horse. It was like Jesse James country, man. It was wild.
Did you see those big, you know, isn't a cactus have to be 100 years old or something to get an arm or something crazy?
Yeah,
like
good
that?
For you.
Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
and the super high cacti aren't indigenous to here. The barrel ones that grow on the ground, the round masks, are from here, but the big high ones have been imported. So I don't know where they're from.
What's those big, fat, thin, skinny ones?
Those yeah, the round guys are belong here, and the tall, skinny guys don't. But the there are three types of rattlesnakes, and there's mangy coyotes that live in the mesquite trees, and at night it smells like barbecue. It's so different than the landscape we're used to.
Are you going to have some beans by the fire?
I hope so. We went to this... We went to this western town called Rawhide.
Come on.
Where everyone has a nickname like Scooter or Buckaroo. Wow. And we saw a magic show. It was like, what did you just do with the rings, girdest?
Yeah,
it was like the West Coast version of Mr. Magic.
Did anybody get at it? Did anybody hit you with the, you're not your own country boy?
No, but you could tell that some of the jokes in the magic show had some dust on them.
Some
just
some
like
Reagan,
the very
Reagan
terrain
ears jokes.
Yeah, they were, yeah. Falkland Islands war jokes, and yeah, it was not very timely. Like, come what's on. Up with Carl Lewis's hair? Like, those kind of jokes.
Oh, my God.
Like, do you want to update your Carl Lewis's hair joke? No, I think it still works.
What's up with Carl Lewis's hair?
That's how timely the jokes are.
Anybody understand what the deal is with bringing in the new kid on Different Strokes?
So timely.
Who cares about this Danny Cooksey?
Hey, snuggle in like Mr. Belvedere's cardigan. Let's get the show started.
So I'm watching Alf the other day.
Oh, it's the worst. Who's this new young guy, Tom Brokaw, on the news? Have you seen this guy? This is the best. This is my favorite Arizonian experience so far. Carol and I went to the Fatburger at the casino next door. And Fatburger, for my money, rivals In-N-Out.
That's a great one.
It's good, right?
That's one of my favorites of all the super California fresh. Burgers.
Me too. I think it might be my favorite. I think it might be better than Five Guys, and I think it might be better than In-N-Out.
I say the same thing.
So the woman working in the kitchen at Fatburger had to compete with the various machines in the casino because it was in the dark, smoke-filled casino food court. And I made the mistake of bigging up the Fatburger burgers to Carol before she tried one because this wasn't my favorite Fatburger experience. But the best part was the woman working in the kitchen had to announce people's burgers when they were ready, and she had to yell out their name.
Uh-huh.
And there was a typo on my receipt, so it said Jonathan. But the way she yelled everyone's names was like this. Jonathan! Jonathan!
So you, like, it didn't sound anything like your name?
No, I was just honestly so after. Wally!
Sitting there.
I was just waiting. There were burgers sitting on the counter because people didn't know it was their name. And I was just waiting for three syllables.
Hemisphere!
You didn't know. I was like, Timothy? No, Hemisphere!
She's throwing out the sounds like that Zombies by the Cranberries.
But the weirdest thing was when people only had one syllable because she'd just go, Hemisphere! I don't know how you're supposed to know who that's for.
That's like, I remember one time my buddy Alex was pranking me when I was on the road, and he knocked on the door, and he was pretending to be like the cleaning lady, and he's going, room says. And I'm like, what? She's like, room size.
Did you open the door?
It's like, no. I was like, stop. He goes, room size.
Room size.
Same thing.
Imagine room the says. Quality of the voice that would be able to carry the room in a casino. And just it just bent right through it like glass.
bending into your ear so hard.
We could never go to that Fatburger together because kind of sound the same. I'd be like, I think that's you, dude.
The same
you,
had, as
Giuseppe. You had no onions. Yeah. It's my favorite sound, and now my kids are doing it.
Donovan goes to Fatburger.
The thing is, Carol will vouch for me that I am not exaggerating.
Donovan, he's like, hears her voice, and he has to have her. He tries to get it to sing and come say
what do I say? Just sing people's names.
He has to bring a mic into Fatburger.
And there's all the like dinging from the Wheel of Fortune,
you know, he's
slots
on to some,
game too.
He's on to some new thing, some DJ, and he wants
And it hurts. It hurts. I want to go back to Fatburger today just so the girls can hear it, because they were like, there's no way she talked like that. And Carol was like, no, he's not even exaggerating.
No, you know what you do? Turn your phone on to just record, leaving your...
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then you'll get her doing it.
That's a really good idea. Why didn't I think of that?
You gotta do that.
But the weird thing was, when I went over to the counter, she said, can I help you? I said, oh, yeah, I'm just waiting for our burgers, because it took a really long time. And I think if she put more energy into making the burgers and less into yelling people's names. But when she wasn't yelling names, her conversational tone was like, what's going on? Oh, I'm just waiting for my burgers. Oh, there are a couple orders ahead of you. I'm going back today, and I'm going to record her. That's it. Settled.
Nice.
So we leave here tomorrow, and we're going to Palm Springs for the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we rented a little Airbnb styles, but it's nice. Cold, like a man.
No, it is a little chilly, and you don't golf, yeah. So.
Well, it's like frost. The golf course was white this morning.
My buddy Tim Palmer saw you leaving at the airport here.
No way.
Yeah, he didn't say hi, but he said he saw you and texted me.
Why didn't he say anything?
I don't know. He just didn't want to bug you. Maybe he was heading to Orlando. I mean, might have been a time thing. Who knows?
Met a real good bot named Reg from Peterborough, who said hi at the airport.
Nice.
I actually got recognized twice at Pearson, and both times it was for the potty.
I love it.
Felt really nice.
Fantastic.
It is like a secret society of bots.
It is. For sure.
Love running into buds, and love when buds stop and say, man, I listen to the pod all the time. And even with Bell Let's Talk today, a lot of people are saying that the pod has helped them through some rough patches in their lives.
Yeah,
and that feels real good amazing. Too, bud.
It does. Well, why don't we take a break and then play a game?
We're going to play desert or dessert.
Yes.
Do you know how you remember the difference?
What?
Desert has two S's because you'd want... Yeah. No, dessert has two S's because you'd want more dessert.
That's right. Double help.
We'll be right back. S's. On TNT 98, bot.
Fucking right, eh? Hey, we're back.
You're right.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to... Before I forget, I never mentioned that CAMH is also a huge addiction place. So that it's...
Awesome.
If you have issue, because a lot of people have mental health issues based on maybe they were addicted to painkillers or alcoholism or something, and they're still stuck in that, or perhaps they're over that, but they still need to find a better way to live. So they're not. A lot of people can't fill that gap if they get off the drugs of the medication part of what they thought they were helping themselves. Whenever, you know, they get finally escape from the drug use or the alcoholism, they still have tendencies of depression and boredom and all those anxieties that come forth from that. So there's the CAMH obviously is there to find somebody alternative, proper medication that can keep their keep themselves at least trying to have a good life, you know. Happy times.
Man, there are a lot of ways to go in the ditch, aren't there?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
It's pretty hard to keep her between the ditches when you really think about it.
I know.
You know, loss and temptation.
Yep.
A lot of ways things can go sideways, bud.
It's all, and I think it generally, probably the number one thing that those things start sliding is just you want to feel better and you want to try to escape a dark cloud, you know?
So of
good
course.
Good for Bell Let's Talk Day, because it raises a lot of cash for that department of Canadianity.
It sure does. And I would say societally, now more than ever, there are more options for a quick fix. We're kind of wired to want to be instant gratification oriented and resolve things, you know, by throwing money at it or whatever.
Yeah.
So, of course, chemicals are something we would seek out if that's kind of the quickest way to take the edge off, and of course that can get out of control, because if it feels good and you're not feeling good, why wouldn't you keep doing it?
Yeah, and a lot of drug,
you know what I mean?
Certain drugs can take you off and, you know, take your brain. I've heard that a lot of people that have
the tendency to become schizophrenic or even bipolar. Certain drugs like, I think, cocaine and even possibly marijuana at a young age can help trigger that tendency in one's personality or their system. And or you can do drugs too much and all of a sudden you need to either clean up or whatever, but you have triggered a psychosis from doing too much meth or something like that. It can start triggering awful things that you can't really get away from. So it's just like you said, yeah, slippery slope on both sides.
But you have to assume that you're predisposed or pre-wired to be susceptible in some ways, and then the action of getting into that stuff is, like you say, what triggers it.
Yeah.
I don't think, and obviously I'm not a doctor, but I don't think just excessive drug use on its very own can render you that way, can it? Maybe that's completely wrong. Maybe it can.
No, I think like certain drugs like meth, I know if you do too much meth, obviously I've never tried it, and I don't mean from speaking, but people in my family that were addicted to it, it triggered psychosis, and I've heard and read about the fact that it does manipulate certain systems in your brain that shuts down that idea, and you start to not understand what's real and fake in terms of what you're hearing or what you're even seeing sometimes. So it's not a good move.
So safe to say, like, because I always think about extreme cases, I always think about whether babies can be born bad.
Yeah.
Because you think about the most extreme cases of criminals, for example, your Jeffrey Dahmers and Paul Bernardos and people like that. Were they bad babies that their societal experience, it was like the chocolate and the peanut butter and triggered these two things
I mean,
together,
I think
made them into the monster they were? So is it the same for people with mental health issues, if you had to guess?
Yeah, I rendered think it's that got way, right? You're probably born that way. In your DNA, your makeup of your genetics, really. Those tendencies to be very violent or to have rage, I think those things are innate in certain, and I would think that a lot of those bad parts of those genes probably go on to the next generation, and that's commonly why you have the raging parent and then the raging kid.
Or I guess the kid who tries to break the pattern because they don't want to be like their parents. But, I used to remember thinking there's a history of alcoholism in our family and a history of depression in our family, and thinking that made our family different. Mm-hmm. Now it's pretty hard to find a family that isn't affected in some way by addiction or mental health issues, and often both.
Definitely.
And maybe, to your point, it's just because we're able to talk about it now more than ever, and that is good.
Absolutely. Want to play the desert or dessert game?
Yeah, it's very complicated, this game.
I like it, though.
I found some town names in the desert, and I found some desserts with strange names. So I will read the word or phrase, and you have to guess if it's desert or dessert.
Yes, I love it.
So you have a 50-50 chance of getting it right. Incidentally, do you think Donald Trump has mental health issues? I know it's easy to talk about.
I think he might be
him in a negative light these days, but
yeah, I would say the classic example of a narcissist. So whether those types of people have if that's a disorder, it might be sociopath, that type of person where they just believe what they want and don't disregard everything else.
Sometimes. Have you seen the video segment or GIF or whatever it's called from the inauguration where he turns around to Melania and she smiles at him, and then as soon as he turns back around, something. She just dissolves?
She's all grim all of a sudden.
Like not just not smiling, but like dying inside.
No, it looked like she was all of a sudden put in a cage, and that was the reaction.
There was a lot of speculation that it had maybe been reversed or something, which still doesn't answer the question for me, why does she look so sad inside? But it's since been proven that it wasn't reversed or anything. That's just actually what happened in that moment.
Yeah. Nobody will know why. And
nobody will ever know why, but that's not what she signed up for.
And any speculation or whatever will be turned into alternative facts.
Yeah, alternative
facts.
Every night when I alternative fact down before bed. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Dessert or desert? You ready?
Yeah.
Plum clafflutis.
Plum clafflutis.
Wow. Plum clafflutis.
That sounds like
plum clafflutis.
That sounds like a dessert.
That's a dessert. You're one for one.
What is that?
I don't really know.
That just sounds
but
fancy.
It has plum flavoring in it.
Nice. Okay.
Here's the next one. You ready?
One for one.
You're one for one. Do you want to just stop the game so you did perfectly?
No. It's not about the score.
Tiny fools. Dessert or desert? Tiny fools.
Sounds like a pretty depressing dessert. Dessert. So I'm going to say that's a desert.
Incorrect.
Oh,
that's a dessert.
It's a dessert. What is it, a few little guys swimming in some chocolate sauce?
Yeah, it's like a champagne glass and like a layered kind of trifle-looking thing.
Oh, really?
Hey, Ma, is there any tiny fools left from your sorority meeting?
Hey, Gino, you know the tiny fools. I got this champagne glass. It's empty. I had it waiting.
Hey, how was your girlfriend's place for dinner? It was good, except her mom doesn't make tiny fools the way our ma does. It tasted completely different. It was like she put some, Nutella or something in there.
That's the other thing. We love Nutella. Ever since grade 6, we've had it on a piece of big chunk of bread. We throw some Nutella on it and talk while we chew it at lunch.
Every day at lunch at Sherwood Elementary School... My best friend Mark Howlett and his brother Trent would run as fast as they could to get home to their house. And the first one that fell in the door yelled, sandwich spread sandwich first.
Oh, they
Because they both
the
had
Nutella.
Sandwich spread sandwiches for lunch, but whoever got in first got their sandwich first. Sandwich spread sandwich first. Do you remember sandwich spread?
Sandwich spread? What was it? Like a processed meat? Or was it?
No, it was like a jar of like mayonnaise style stuff.
Like fluff?
Sandwich spread.
But what was the flavoring? What was it made of? Mayonnaise?
If I had to guess, it's made by Kraft. If I had to guess, it's a cousin of mayonnaise, and maybe it has like
tartar sauce.
It's cut with relish or something.
So that's kind of like a tartar sauce.
Yeah, I guess so. So they'd have a tartar sauce sandwich on white bread. Yeah, relish sandwich spread. There you go.
Not like Gino and Joe at lunch playing. Hey, you want to play Briscola? Let's play.
What's Briscola?
It's that game that Italians, it's an Italian card game. It's like the...
Don't know it.
Three horns. You got two horns. I got three cornucopias. You got two cornucopias on your cards.
I don't know it.
I never knew what
was Crokinole an Italian game?
All my buddies used to play it in high school at Emory and St. Basil's and all wherever I was. All the time. Big Briscola. And also at the National Golf Club, you'd see some of the big wigs rocking the Brisk games.
Some of the older gentlemen's playing Briscola after the round.
And they say, hey, Arch, you want to play Brisk? You want to play Brisk?
Where you been, Lonnie? I played a couple games of Brisk after my golf round.
I played some Brisk.
Back off of me.
You played some Brisk.
I played a couple games of Brisk.
You can call Don and ask him. That's where I was. I was playing Brisk.
How come there's lipstick on your collar?
Hey, Gino, somebody dropped the Brisk cards in the back. There's all over the back seat, there's Brisk cards.
Was Crokinole Italian? Did you ever play that?
I don't think so.
You know the board with there's a hole.
Yeah,
in the
I know. And isn't that it? That seems more like a Danish or something like that. I wonder where Crokinole's from. Right?
Let's go to the Google.
Go to the Google. It's like
let's
the
go
shoes
to the Google on
and
that
Crokinole, the wooden shoes. Maybe Holland.
What World Crokinole Championship WCC has been held annually since 1999 on the first Saturday of June in Tavistock, Ontario.
Okay, it's Canadian, the game? Come on.
It was chosen as the host city because it was home of Eckhart Wettlaufer, the maker of the earliest known board. And on a related note, if Eckhart Wettlaufer ordered a fat burger, it would sound like this. Eckhart Wettlaufer!
That's when Donovan would lose it and have to have her.
Yeah. Like, that's not even a name. It's not even a name.
It's got an SM.
Can you do me a favor? Can you say the QA?
Sets it up. Okay, darling. He gives her a big order and like four different names.
He orders a burger. What's your name, please? The Queen.
The Queen!
I recorded an Aboriginal voice for the Queen's 50th anniversary.
He gets a bunch of like 14 people with the names that he wants to hear for the notes that he wants. He's doing a big recording at Fatburger with a mic.
What's your name? It's Ah.
Charlie.
Charlie.
Okay, carefree. Dessert or desert?
What's your name? Amora.
Amore?
Yeah.
That's Amore.
Yeah. That's how he gets his sing. Cuts it all up. It's like, Amore, Salmone!
With the sound of swinging bells in the background.
It's like, in the back, those fring, cheesy fring. Enigma beats.
Fring, fring, fring. Fring.
One armed bandit's coming in.
Fring.
Carefree, dessert or desert?
That sounds like gum. But I'm going to just say dessert.
It's desert, bud. Carefree, oh, wow. Arizona.
Carefree desert? That'd be a tough one to die in, eh?
He
died in the carefree desert. You're one for three.
Orange buckle.
Oh, that sounds like a delicious dessert.
I know, but it's the Southwest. It might be belt buckle. Man. Are you sure? Is that your final answer? Also, like Phoenix is like home to a lot of citrus.
Citrusy brittle with some chocolate in there and some nuts.
Yep, orange buckle.
Can you bring some back for me? Some orange buckle.
So you think it's dessert?
Dessert, and it's like you would team it with a bottle of sarsaparilla.
Yeah, you're right. It's a dessert.
Yeah, it is.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Shreddy?
This is maybe the best one.
Yeah.
Pioche.
Brioche?
Pioche. P-I-O-C-H-E.
Pioche. Could be the Pioche Desert, too. I'm going to say desert.
That's a desert.
Yeah!
It probably is pronounced Pioche.
That's right, it is.
Whew. In the way that fajitas is not pronounced fajitas.
Yeah. Have you ever met anyone?
Can I have some of your fajitas? I've heard fajitas, but I've never heard fajitas.
Vaginas, and if he can't breathe, one of those.
Can I have some guacamole and the chicken fajitas?
Can I get a side chimichanga and a bit of vaginas?
Where are your vaginas made? Would it be possible to see your vaginas before I order?
Can I only get green peppers on my vaginas?
Okay. Cowlick. Dessert or desert?
Or bad hairdo. Yeah. I'm going to say desert. The cow lick.
That's desert.
It's all salty ass.
Here's a good one.
What?
Helper.
Helper?
Helper.
Kelper?
As in hamburger helper.
Oh, helper.
Dessert like or desert?
Rod Halford? The Judas Priest?
Like hamburger helper.
Helper. Desert or dessert? Sounds like a dessert. The helper dessert.
That's desert.
Oh,
that
is
desert.
Another unfortunate place to die.
This one I think you'll get. Brown Betty.
Oh, that's a dessert. I think I've had a Brown Betty. That's a dessert.
Whoa, Brown Betty. That sounds like a... Brown
Betty, Brown Betty. If you're in the...
Imagine her doing karaoke. Brown Betty, Brown
Betty, Brown Betty, Brown Betty. That's the only finally, song she likes to do. Ramblam,
Parump.
Harump or Parump?
Parump. You can ask for the spelling. P-A-H-R-U-M-P. Parump.
Sounds like a pastry dish dessert. Dessert. I'm eating that.
It's desert.
Oh, shit. It's a sand
I think you
salad.
Have to, bud. I think you were about 500 on that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Hey, we should do lines from certain songs as, like, you have to sing it and the other person has to guess what song it is.
You have to sing it as the person from Fatburger?
No, not that person. Anybody. Like if I were to do this line... And Harry doesn't mind. And you have to guess
what song is that? I don't even know what song that is. What song is it?
Dire Straits. Sultan's a Swing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene.
I love He's Dire Straits, and right. I did not pick that up.
That'd be a fun game.
when
someone
hears
that song,
I'm gonna sing a line from a song.
They hear that it's like the third verse too. It'll just pop out.
Well, Knopfler does those throwaway lyrics too.
She's making movies on location. And the music was whatever was the story. And the story was whatever was the song, what it was. Roller girl, don't worry. DJ making movie all night long.
He has a bit of like Dylan drop down an octave, doesn't he?
Oh, totally. For sure.
Okay, what song is this? You ready?
Okay. All right.
This is Harry Dirk.
That's a sting, isn't it?
This is Harry
Dirk. Isn't that annoying song that Sting that with the horses in the video?
Desert Rose.
Yeah.
No, it's that was "This Is How We Do It" by Montel Jordan.
Oh. This is Harry Dirk. That's how she changes all the notes too. Makes
yeah,
it all minor
monotone.
And dirty.
I'm gonna go over and record that math. Okay, good chatting, bud. This one's a little short.
A little bit.
And then next week we'll get 99 out, and then it's our 100th episode, bud.
Oh my goodness. We're going to have a good time,
Exciting.
Bud.
Good for us. We did it. Talk to you for the Gretzky episode next week, bud.
Yeah, bud.
Hello, salad.